Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Fourth and seven here. Commanders just going to go with 1:14 to go. It's Daniels, pressured, floating one for the corner. Debo Samuel, he's got it. That's the exclamation point.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Who do you fear on the Cowboys and where, excuse me, who do you fear
man,
on
the fear
everybody
Kenneth
who
Murray,
plays defense?
The secondary.
Jack Sanborn.
Yeah. I fear Dak for
different reasons. Yeah. Who do you fear on the Commanders and where do the Cowboys hold an advantage? Although now that feels like a segment we are going to need to do. Who do you fear on the Cowboys? And I just want to touch on this as well on the Cowboys front. From the 214, Osa needs to be traded. He's undersized, not worth the contract. He doesn't even get sacks. Okay, you can't. Like, if you don't like the contract he signed, that's a different conversation. But because of the way guaranteed money and signing bonuses and stuff like that are stacked in the NFL, you could trade Osa and it would really just torpedo your salary cap. And so that's just not a thing. If you don't like the contract, fair enough. If you're like, I really wish they wouldn't have signed him, like that's a different argument. But you're not going to be able to trade him anytime soon.
I will openly say I do not want to trade him.
Sure, sure. People will say that about whenever a player gets signed. Like they said right after Dak got signed. And I was like, you can't do that.
I do think if you can get some really tough edge pieces. And Micah, I'm sorry, you had one in Micah. That's not what I'm talking about. You got to have somebody that has the size to play the run and can get a Reggie White type, a Max
right.
Crosby type. You know, like that. I think if you get that, it does make Osa look better in this defense specifically. But that's a personnel thing. We'll have to wait for that.
Now, on the Commanders front, I feel like we should probably start in the wide receiver space. We talked about Brown going on the injured reserve yesterday, Terry McLaurin being back at practice. And look, if you're going to use the same level of optimism for the Cowboys, where Booker, Lamb, Turpin were all like at least back out there, and I know Schottenheimer's like, hey, look, I can't totally 100% say it, but CeeDee Lamb's going to play. Then I think you have to use that same level with Terry McLaurin. Terry McLaurin has missed the last three games. He hasn't played since September 21st. He was back out there limited as well. And I know Dan Quinn had said yesterday morning that the plan was for Terry McLaurin to practice this week. Now, today will be a big day for all four of those players because, again, going back to something that Schottenheimer had previously said, it's not necessarily the work that you put in that practice. It's how do you feel afterward. And I think today will be a big day, and I feel like Mickey would agree with this, to see how all of them, the three for the Cowboys and then McLaurin, how they responded to being back out there on the field and how much work they can do going forward. But it looks like it's trending in the direction of Terry McLaurin at least being able to play. What that looks like in terms of snaps, don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But that's clearly somebody that normally you would fear. I know slow start for him and then the injury, but that is normally somebody I would fear as an offensive weapon.
Yeah. Debo, because yards after catch, he's good at.
Yeah.
But again, you know, the cue that's next to him, his name, I think he's always questionable because he always seems to be injured.
So I think he at least moved in the right direction in terms of he got out on the field. I know the heel has been bothering him, but he got out in the field against the Bears. 4 catches for 15 yards, nothing earth-shattering there. But the point was he got back out there, and so I understand why he would still be listed as questionable. But I'm going to say right now I think both of them are going to be a go for this game.
I think Zach Ertz is also somebody who, like, is he like 50 at this point? He is old.
52, maybe.
Okay.
No.
Let's check up on that just to confirm. He's one of those guys that he's hurt the Cowboys over his entire career over the middle. He's
34.
34. That's basically 52 in NFL years.
Okay.
He's become more of a relevant target. I know, like, there were a couple games where he just did not exist. Mariota's the quarterback.
Right.
Jaden Daniels comes back, and all of a sudden, bam, then, you know, he's back in the game a little bit. So because I think the secondary struggles so much and these linebackers are in such a tough situation, I think he's going to be able to find some places. Although that zone is kind of a little unique right now. But I think Zach Ertz is one of those guys that concerns me a little bit. And I think Luke McCaffrey can be a sneaky silent killer for this
team. All right. I am glad that you brought up Luke McCaffrey, not only because he went to Rice, not only because he's the younger brother of Christian McCaffrey, but he doesn't put out eye-popping stats, except for literally the stat that decides the game is who scores the most points, and he has a touchdown in 3 of the past 4 games. Now, what's really interesting about that is, first of all, good for him, but also he didn't get into the end zone in his first 19 games.
Okay.
And now all of a sudden, they're funneling the ball to him in these kind of short yardage situations. And so keep an eye out on that in the red zone. And actually, probably in the red zone is not even a fair depiction of it. Look at it. Look for him in goal-to-go situations. That's why I'm really glad that you brought up Luke McCaffrey. He won't stat you to death. He won't reception you to death. But look for him in those goal-to-go situations, because I do think that he's been effective, although I know he had a lengthy touchdown against Chicago.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
And that was his only target. And so that's the thing. Like, you might not be game planning for Luke McCaffrey, but when he got his one target, what happened? 33-yard touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're like, well, crap. And I know that didn't swing the balance of the game because they ended up losing, but there were a lot of other things at play that kind of factored into that. And I know...
Do you fear Jaden Daniels?
Yes.
All right. Okay, fine, I guess.
Okay. So here's what I fear about Jaden Daniels. What we just talked about in the last segment. It feels like, maybe not Justin Fields. Actually, maybe not Jalen Hurts either. But the Cowboys have elevated several quarterbacks already this season. And Jaden Daniels, his completion percentage is down 7 points. That is a massive drop off. Part of it is because he was suffering from some injuries. Part of it is because McLaurin was out. Debo Samuel has been banged up. We already talked about Brown. I am worried that the Cowboys defense is the antidote to all of these quarterbacks. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, I'm afraid that you're going to see a 70% completion day, maybe 75% completion day from Jaden Daniels. So, yes, I do fear him, and he can run if need be.
Yeah, and, I mean, you saw whenever Jalen Hurts didn't want to throw downfield.
Yes.
He did whatever he wanted against the Cowboys' defense.
Exactly.
Because their defensive line couldn't stay where they were supposed to be. Now, I don't want their defensive line to be stagnant. Like, that's not what I want, but I want those gaps filled and the places taken care of so that doesn't happen. So that's for me, the offensive side. I feel like we pretty much covered the entire scale there.
Okay.
Do you have a different one on the offensive?
No. I do want to move over to the defensive side because, like we said, who do you fear? But also, where do the Cowboys hold an advantage? And I think there is a very distinct part where the Cowboys hold an advantage here. But if you want to throw out players for us, let's do that.
Frankie Louvu.
Okay.
I feel like he was everywhere in the first game against the Cowboys last year. And I was just like, what the hell, dude? He's just doing everything right now. Preston Smith. That defensive front, actually, those front seven are fast. They can get to the quarterback. Now, Dak's been doing a very good job of getting rid of the ball quickly.
Agreed.
But that group right there can create some problems for Javonte Williams, which can create problems for their play action.
Now, let's stay on that for just a second. Through six games, the Commanders have 18 sacks. That is sixth best in the NFL.
Okay.
So I know you listed individuals, but then you looped it back into the front. Well, the front has been very effective at getting to the quarterback. However, not so fast, my friend. If there is one spot where I do believe the Cowboys might hold an advantage, or if you're so inclined, you might look at the over-under and be like, this feels like a very high-scoring game. Washington gives up a ton of explosive plays. They are 30th in the NFL in giving up explosive plays. Now, don't worry about where the Cowboys are. They've given up 46 plays already this year of 15 yards or more. So what are we talking about? 7.5 a game? 7.5 plays a game of 15 or more yards. Well, what have the Cowboys been remarkably good at this year? Well, you know what? Dak leads the way with most quarterback explosive throws this year. Okay, so let's just use common sense. Washington is terrible at giving up explosive plays. Dak Prescott and the Cowboys are literally the best from a passing perspective of putting together explosive plays. I think you have the opportunity. I don't think anyone would be surprised if this turned into a track meet, but I think you might have the opportunity to hang in a track meet because of that.
Kevin, I don't know if you have this number. Do you know the top 10 explosive plays teams?
I don't.
Okay. Because are you willing to bet that Green Bay is in there?
Yes.
Are you willing to bet?
Green Bay is in there.
Are you willing to bet that Atlanta's in there?
Do you know the answer to this?
I don't. That's why I was at. Because
I think about that Carolina game, and I'm not so sure about that.
Okay. And I
will look into that.
I feel like Green Bay, I feel like Atlanta might be. Chicago beat us with explosive plays. And those are the three losses for Washington. And I wonder if those teams, if that's part of it, and then their win. So if they're giving it up to teams that are good at it, and the Cowboys are good at it, then that could definitely be a huge benefit for you. You might be dead on right there.
And by the way, somebody said, hold on, if they're 30th in giving up explosive plays, doesn't mean they're good at defending it. It's not stacked that way for these purposes. You'd be first if you were the best at giving up the least offensive plays. So if you would prefer me to change the terminology, they've given up the third most explosive plays. So no, they are very, very bad at it. And so here's the other thing. They don't force turnovers. All right. Now, the counter are.
Sorry, I found
it. Do you have the answer?
Okay. The Bears. It looks like the Bears are at the top.
Please don't tell me that every single team the Cowboys have played.
Okay,
because I was really worried you were going to say the Bears, the Panthers, the Packers,
Packers are at the top.
And I was going to be like, well, then I don't want to. No, look, the Cowboys are terrible at giving up explosive plays. I'll readily admit that. But another thing to watch out here. I know we always talk about the turnover battle. The Cowboys have been a lot safer with the ball the last couple games, but they haven't forced a ton of turnovers. Washington hasn't forced a ton of turnovers either. Only 3 turnovers forced in 6 games. So this does very much feel like it could be that game where the one turnover swings the balance.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that's another thing to keep an eye out on.
That was Anthony Spencer, that's the last night on the Cowboys crosstalk. It was just consistently turnover battle is the key.
And
when players believe that,
yeah,
like that, if they get a turnover, they believe they're going to win.
And look, and this might be a unique game in terms of it's not just that you need to win the turnover battle, but maybe it'll end up being the turnover battle's 1-0. You need to be the team that gets that one if you're going to win this game. Then again, Washington.
And then take advantage of it, too.
Yes. Yes.
Don't let it slide by.
I agree with that.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.